Don't Count the Kilometers, by João Pere Viana. Chapter 1. Soy Marcelino. In 2002, while walking towards Vilar de Manzarif, in the province of León, in Spain, I crossed my path with an older man riding his bicycle in the opposite direction. When he looked closely and saw my backpack, he understood that I was a pilgrim, a walker on the way to Santiago de Compostela. Then he looked at my face and saw my soul. He stopped and asked me where I was from. After hearing my evasive answers, he inquired if I would mind that he would walk side by side and be my companion for a while. I was surprised to see him changing direction, but happy to have someone to talk to on the last kilometers of a tough day, during a very tough year of my life. While we progressed along the fields, the old man explained everything about the crops around us, the place he lived, his family, and a million other things. I noticed how I shift my attention from my problems to the little miracles of life, lightening up almost instantly my mind and my tired back. Step by step, I felt having the privilege of receiving one of the biggest lessons of my life. I was fully immersed in my struggles for more than 4 weeks since I started my journey. I had tried many different approaches to free my mind from my worries, and they all failed. But suddenly, I was in peace. Among the different ideas and information we exchanged on the stretch we walked together, I noticed that Marcelino was constantly opening his arms and either touched a flower or a bush on the side of the road, or he seemed to be trying to catch the wind. I did not resist asking why he was doing so. He stopped for a second and opened up a smile and answered, "I don't know how to read." By now, he got my full attention and continued, "I can only understand God's words by touching His creation." He added, "When I feel the wind blowing on the palm of my hands, it is like a divine whisper telling me little secrets. I feel alive, and it gives me a calm strength to continue moving forward, doing the best I can." The following minutes of our walk lasted for a lifetime. When we saw the village entrance, he told me that it was a great pleasure to meet me and walk together, but it was time for him to turn around and return home. I agreed, almost speechless. He shook my hand, and I couldn't avoid noticing his firm grip. He then made me a request. He told me that we should not forget to pray for each other, and on the day I arrived in Compostela, I should go inside the cathedral and walk behind the altar to reach the statue of the apostle and hug him on his behalf. A few meters down the road, he turned around and shouted his name for the first time, "Soy Marcelino!" I think he was afraid that the apostle will confuse my prayer with another person. We waved and wrapped the moment with a beautiful gesture. In the following steps, I collected an essential chapter about humbleness and simplicity in my life. Marcelino was probably the first mentor in my life without ever knowing it. Sometimes, stopping and going back can be the best thing you do to yourself and to others, especially if the others you are willing to accompany are tired and struggling to continue their route. When we walk side by side with another person, we have the opportunity to advance in two parallel routes. One goes onwards and the other upwards. Onwards is the physical route your feet are covering. It will take you in whatever direction you need to go. It is how we evolve and progress in this world. But we also have the chance to lift each other. The route upwards, a spiritual path towards the best version of ourselves, a blend of hope and faith, a journey you can only endure inside your heart, the place where you will find all your answers. So let me walk with you along these pages, onwards and upwards, and no matter the outcome, in the end, we will both reach our destination.